Trade winds can carry dust from the deserts of Africa and Asia clear across the oceans to the shores of North America. It can happen in a matter of days. And it turns out that this global transport of dust brings with it a host of microbes, some of which are potentially harmful to people. Scientists have only just begun to study this phenomenon, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Joseph Prospero has been interested in dust for most of his life. Back in the summer of 1974, he went to Africa to study the heavy dust storms that were blowing off the northwestern coast. Each day, Prospero, an atmospheric scientist by training, climbed into a prop plane and flew off into the dust.
Day after day, we would fly out of Dakar, and you would go up 10, 15,000 feet, and you would have below us this just huge, opaque mass of dust. I mean, just from stretching from horizon to horizon, you couldn't see the surface, and you couldn't see anything. And it was awesome.
It was then, almost 30 years ago, after witnessing how high and far the dust seemed to travel, that Prospero speculated the dust could make it all the way across the Atlantic to the U.S. Back in Miami, where he's a professor at the University of Miami, he found there were significant amounts of African dust in the air, both in Florida and on the Caribbean island of Barbados. In years when Africa was in drought, the levels of dust rose. Similarly, he found Asian dust was coming across the Pacific Ocean. Few scientists paid attention to his findings, but then, more than a decade later, global satellites began sending back powerful images of dust storms moving across the oceans. Dale Griffin at the U.S. Geological Survey started following the images sent from one NASA satellite known as TOMS.
You can watch dust clouds form over Africa, move off the west coast of Africa. And every day at 11, Tom shoots an image, and you can watch these clouds progress across.
Making their way into Florida from Africa in just 5 days. Griffin, a public health scientist by training, began to wonder whether it was possible that there were living bacteria and spores mixed in with the dust. Most of his colleagues argued that few, if any, microorganisms could survive a trip across the ocean. They assumed the UV radiation in the atmosphere would kill all the bugs. But Griffin wasn't convinced, so he set up filters to catch the African dust as it streamed into the U.S. And when he put the filters under a microscope, he found 30 to 40 different types on each filter.
What's even more surprising is when you go and ID these guys, is that about 20 to 25% of those organisms that survived the trip, these are organisms that have identified as being capable of causing disease in various forms of plant life, trees, and so forth. And about 10% of what we've identified are what are known as opportunistic pathogens. These are organisms that are capable of causing disease in human populations.
No outbreak of plant or human disease has been linked to these dust-borne pathogens, but until now, scientists have never thought to consider foreign dust as a possible source. Griffin has more testing planned for this summer. He suspects there may be fragments of flu virus in the dust. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.